fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th day of December. The prepper tip of the day is to make all of your 2022 plans now in detail. Your career, recreation, training, health-related matters, and, of course, equipment purchases. That would be a smart thing to do. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. There's an excellent video there to teach you how to properly clean that rifle, which you probably don't know unless you watch the video. The telephone number will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And Dave from Texas, you're giving us a quick summary of your thoughts regarding the book titled The Plant Paradox. Please continue, sir.
Yes, gentlemen. As I was saying, the people that support this book and talk about it a lot are people that are not making any money out of it. They are people that have bought the book, read the book, and are adhering to what Dr. Gundry espouses. And it is basically avoiding these plants or taking care of the plant itself to remove the lectins, like, for example, peppers. Peppers and tomatoes. If you take the skins and the seeds out of these plants, and the Italians do it quite a bit by roasting them and then taking the skins off, you remove about 80% of the lectins. So the lectins cause inflammation throughout the body, so you're in constant inflammation as you ingest these various plants that Americans, Europeans, whatever, ingest that their bodies aren't normally accustomed to, because they didn't grow up with them over the many eons. You get a constant inflammation in the body, then you end up with all sorts of, let's call them diseases, but skin problems, joint issues, mental clarity issues, just a whole variety of things that have crept up in our society and is more noticeable now to a lot of people. As we get older, it's even more noticeable. I recommend everybody get the book. Take a look at it and start adjusting your diet. It made a big difference to me, and I, of course, I'm not making any money off of it. There's a number of other people to talk about. There's a guy named Dave Asprey. He's one of the biggest leaders in anti-aging research, and he's had Dr. Gundry on his show a few times to talk about lectins and the problem with lectins. So there's something there. It's a very important book to read. I highly recommend it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Well, Sam, we've used up most of the first hour of Farmers Monday, but not talking very much at all about farms and related training matters, a little bit. How about a firearms tip of the week, sir?
Okay, my firearms tip of the week is to configure your pistol to fit your hand. And if you cannot do that in every respect, and we'll break it down here in just a second, if you cannot do that, then you need to change pistols. You need a different pistol. A lot of people buy pistols for various reasons. Some people buy them because they're scared. Some people buy them because they think this particular pistol is really cool looking. Some people buy pistols because the pistol looks powerful, right? Or it feels good in their hand, comfort. Depending on whether you're a man or a woman, depending on what just happened to you, you know, did your house get broken into the night before? Your reasons for buying a pistol can run the gamut. Could be all over the place. The bottom line is, you need training with that particular pistol, and that pistol needs to fit your hand. Okay, so what do we mean by fit your hand? So your hands have to go on the pistol in a certain way to control the recoil signature. And if the pistol doesn't fit you properly, you won't be able to get your trigger finger in the proper position on the trigger, and you won't be able to manage the recoil properly, and you won't be able to release the slide quickly and reload the gun proficiently, and you won't be able to drop a magazine proficiently. So there's three basic controls on a pistol, and then there's the slide that you have to manipulate. So you have the trigger, you have the magazine release, and you have the slide lock / slide release, which fulfills both functions. And then you have the slide. So those are the things that you have to learn in a training class to manipulate. And if your thumb cannot reach the slide lock while your hand is in the fighting position, your reloads are going to be slower. If you can't effectively hit the magazine release button, your reloads are going to be slower, okay? And we spend tremendous time working on keeping the gun in the fight. You run a magazine dry, how long does it take you to reload a magazine and fire the next shot? Well, for our students, sometimes it's 5 or 7 seconds. For our instructors, it's a second and a half. Some of the faster guys, I think Tim and I have done reloads under 1.1. seconds. I know Doug Koenig, world-class pistolier, can reload his pistol in 0.9 of a second. In other words, from the time he fires the last shot of this magazine till the time the first shot of the next magazine goes downrange is 0.9 of a second. It's a big difference between that and 5 to 7 seconds. So having the controls fit your hand is a really important thing. And it's worth considering as you analyze the pistol you have. And, for example, if you have a Glock and you can't reach the slide lock without having to move the pistol in your hand, you can buy a slide lock for a Glock that's called an extended slide release and get it to fit your hand. You don't have to buy a new pistol. There's aftermarket accessories that will work for you. And so I want everybody to do that research on that pistol that they carry the most often and make sure that that sidearm fits their hand and they can operate that pistol proficiently.
Well, I hope people will pay heed and do that. That's a great firearms tip of the week, Sam. Very comprehensive. Appreciate that. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
I hope I don't lose you both. Good morning. Sam, I've got a question about a holster, but I want to say something first. I understand you played tennis. I've got a friend that was a professional tennis player that quit working for a major oil company. They demanded the vaccine. He got the vaccine and the booster. 2 weeks later, he had a stroke So he's now learning to write his name again and the things that we all take for granted. Just wanted to bring that to your attention.
I hear you. I'm sorry.
Did I lose you?
You're here. Okay. You're fine, John. Go ahead.
Question I've got for you. I bought a Ruger LC9S, and I'm looking at a, what do they call it? Rad Dog holster. Have you heard of those?
I have not heard of the Rad Dog holster. What is unique about the Rad Dog holster?
I tried one on that a friend of mine has, and it was very comfortable. He's got the same gun, and when you're wearing it, you can't even fit. And I'm not a little guy. I've got a belly, so I'm carrying it on my hip. But you can do everything. You don't even know you've got the gun. I just wondered if you had heard of them before.
No, we use guys that make custom holsters because we have these really bright tactical lights that are just absolute requirement on a sidearm used for defensive work. And so we want the holster made custom to that sidearm and that light. And so I tend to stay away from these big companies that just make a product. Because we have very specific lights.
Well, I guess they're not that lights. Big if you haven't heard of them.
Say what now?
I said, I suppose they're not that big if you haven't heard of them. So maybe it is something that's a little
boutique,
I don't know.
They make holsters, for a particular model. But I don't see any of their holsters, particularly the concealed carry versions, that take a tactical light on a pistol. I see their Guardian product.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, and see, I can honestly tell you, I am 100% against carrying a firearm without a tactical light on it. And there's a couple reasons for that. The first being that you have about a 90% or higher chance of when you actually have to use that pistol to save your life of having to do it after dark. The second reason, I will agree with that.
I've had encounters after dark.
That doesn't mean someone can't attack you during the day. It just doesn't happen near as often. So statistically, you're a lot more likely to have to use the pistol in the dark. But even more importantly, without a tactical light on a pistol, if you do have to use it in the dark, there's no way to do a proper threat assessment if you can't see what's in the other person's hands. You know, if a guy's walking up to you quickly in the dark, you know, you're going to draw your pistol once they cross that 21-foot barrier. And if they've got a cell phone in their hands, you may not want to be drawing down on them. You might not. It just depends on the situation. But without a tactical light on your pistol, how are you going to see what they have in their hands, particularly after dark? And so I'm dramatically opposed to carrying a pistol without a tactical light. And all these people that make holsters for pistols that don't carry a light on them, I have no use for. I'm going to be really honest with you. I just think it's a bad idea.
Okay, well, I'll take it into consideration. You know what you're talking about.
Okay,
one thing I did want to say is about a week ago, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I delivered fuel, and I had I was swarmed by 4 people in the middle of the dark. And it didn't become necessary because I just told them, keep moving. So apparently they thought that I was armed, and they kept moving. But they were swarming, and when I said that, they dispersed. Thank God.
Yes. Well, good for you. And, hey, I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Well, I want people to know, don't do it.
Yep.
Because a perfectly healthy, athletic, less than 40-year-old man, 2 weeks after the booster strokes out.
Unbelievable.
And it is, people. Don't do it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you
we
both.
We appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. Our next caller is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. How are you both today? Okay, I hope.
Wonderful.
Great.
Go ahead.
So I have a comment on the law and then a gun question, if I can follow up, and the gun question's quick. So you may have covered this in the past, so forgive me if this is kind of a rerun, but are you familiar with, and you could type this into your search engine to confirm, Public Law 105-85. And if you want to type that, pull that up, I'll read it. It's pretty short. It's a paragraph regarding biological and chemical agent testing on civilian populations without their consent. And it says, the Secretary of Defense may not conduct directly or by contract, A, any test or experiment involving the use of chemical or biological agents on a civilian population or on human subjects, B, exceptions. The prohibition does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for the following purposes. One, so these are the exceptions to the prohibition. In other words, you can carry out the experiments under the following purposes. One, any medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. Two, any purpose that is directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons agents. And three, any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control. Those are the exceptions. Those are conditions under which the government is legally allowed to carry out chemical and or biological weapons experiments on the civilian population. Long and short, under the exceptions clause, section B, they have carte blanche to do anything, to test anything they want, medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, hello, agricultural, industrial, or general research activity. That means anything. What are your thoughts on that before my gun question? I think we're part of an experiment.
Well, my simple response to that is, who the hell gave them the right to turn our servicemen and women or our citizens into guinea pigs?
Right, they gave themselves the right. I know
Nuremberg. Yeah. That's Nuremberg 2.0 trial, yep, kind of stuff. And people need to learn to stand up, put a stop to it.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So I think part of the rationale that the enemy has, maybe not necessarily at the highest levels, but at the mid and lower levels, is that, hey, we're legally allowed to do this, and, oh, maybe we're just trying to ultimately protect the American population and find out what would work against a biological attack. And then their research becomes the biological attack, as we can see with the whole COVID thing. So I thought that was interesting. Public Law 105-85. And then my gun question is, if you're looking to get into a handgun, do you favor the hand grips that have the contour that fit the fingers, the indentations, or is that lock you into a situation where you may not be able to maneuver the gun as much and you rather have a flat hand grip, so to speak? Does that make sense?
Yes, I think I understand the question. If it's just about the grip.
Yep.
What we do is we use a straight grip rather than the finger serrations.
Okay.
And the reason we do is because we take bicycle inner tubes, just like the SEAL team guys do, and we cut sections out of the bicycle inner tube, and we stretch them over the grips of all the control surfaces of our weapon.
Oh,
and
cool.
That rubber allows you to have control of the gun when you're sweating or bleeding as well, not just when your hands are clean and dry.
So that resolves the slip and slide issue and still gives you kind of a little more room to find the grip that you want without being locked into those finger.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate everything you're doing.
Eric, thank you for the call. We got a break. We got callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution. They have a sale going on from now until the end of business day this week on the Ready Pure countertop water filter. And we're going to have a short movie posted at my website about this equipment as well, the Mod Water Unit. It's different than the Ready Pure. You need to check that out. It should be posted by the end of business day today. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Yes, they have a website. That website is freedomcentertraining.com. And the telephone will be answered if you want to order thermal vision scope. You can do that beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, you have a group order taking place right now for the thermal imaging scope, sir?
Next buy will be January, right around January, I think 14th or 15th. Let me take a look. Yep, it'll be on the 14th of January will be our next thermal buy. So if you want in, give me a call.
Okay.
We'll get you the information.
Outstanding. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, John and Sam. Say, when you first started talking about that book this morning, one of my things I wanted to call in about was see if it had anything to do with lectins and agglutination, because that's what I learned about when I read the blood type diet book. And I do stay off the nightshades, and it has helped me a lot. John, I heard some clips from the hearing that Senator Jim Jordan had on the people that have been hurt by the vaccine. And have you got a link to that on your website, on your COVID section?
There are so many things posted there, it's hard for me to keep up with what's new. And I'm not sure, quite frankly, Sherry.
I would, if you don't, I would definitely get that. Darren Weeks, if you go to his, he's got the link to it. He played some clips from it, and the show he played on Christmas Day, it's in his show notes for that day. But the reason that he's got, I heard two people, that one was their child that participated in the trials, and the other was a lady. And what they did, if you had reaction to the shot, they only gave you minor reactions to check on what you could report. They didn't have anything about major reaction, and it. I really feel like this is how the CDC is getting away with saying no one has died from this shot.
Well, that's a lie.
I hear that they're still saying that, but I would really encourage people to go watch that. I'm going to try to get it, I know. So anyway, that was my comment. So thanks.
All right. Bye. Well, thank you, Sharon. We appreciate it. Lies on top of lies, right, Sam?
It's just ongoing. Everything's a deception from these clowns, and we need to get rid of them and restore Absolutely. Some truth in government.
Absolutely. Our next caller is Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. I was listening to what you were talking about, the Plant Paradox book, and I thought, well, that sounds like the FODMAP diet that I called in about. And so sure enough, they're sold in, you know, Walmart, it's, basically, it can be sold in packages, the FODMAP diet, the Plant Paradox book. And so I said, well, what does FODMAP stand for? And it says FODMAP or fermentable, forgive me if I mispronounce this, oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols are short-chain carbohydrates that are poorly absorbed in the small intestine and are prone to absorb water and ferment in the colon. And I think I mentioned I had made a lot of hummus. And I was eating a lot of raw garlic, and that's how I found out about this. And so I do probably recommend the book, even though I haven't read it. But until you get the book, look up FODMAP diet and avoid those top things. And it's basically, it will really help IBS, GI immediately, even before the book comes. So I just wanted to mention that. And
okay.
The Acuscope MyoPulse, the 8-minute, 51-second video on YouTube, John Thorpe, his channel, Jack Nicklaus, all the athletes are in it. It's been around for a long time. And I know the Cornell tennis coach, they have one there for the team. And it will heal so many injuries. It is a miracle machine. And the Neuroscope is the portable machine. And thermal mapping 30 minutes after a treatment is stunning. And that's what the insurance companies want to put 4 people an hour for PT. And that's a 45-minute treatment. So therefore, they want to jam people in and share the load and bill for 4 patients an hour. That's why you don't see it in the mainstream PT clinics, but the thing works. It's amazing. Acuscope testimonials, and that might help some of you athletes out there.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yes. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Lots of modalities out there, aren't there, Sam?
There sure is. And you know, to summarize the plant paradox, I'll do that after the break.
We do have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of August. I'm doing more private consultations than ever. I really like helping people, families, groups of people, gain the clarity, get the focus they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website. There's a lot at my website. And we do sell energy cleaners. It's my home business. If you're tired of being tired, you want to get past the arthritis pain, do the things you love to do, get the best night's sleep, and possibly in decades. You place your order. I personally box up the energy cleaner. I take it to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they have all-you-can-eat catfish buffet on Friday evenings for $8. They ship my priority mail, the signature confirmation. And, of course, you can place your order at my website using PayPal or call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com, and the telephone will be answered at Wednesday afternoon and later at 417-718-2597. Covering a variety of topics this morning, Sam, biological warfare is being waged against us. We need to keep bringing that up. Biological warfare involving our enemy, the Chinese communists, and their traitorous allies here in the United States, which involve Dr. Anthony Fauci and others, doesn't it, sir?
It sure does. We need Nuremberg-type trials to deal with these people. They have killed so many Americans. They've caused so much pain and consternation. They've ended so many lives early. A lot of these people need to be hung high in a tree on pay-per-view.
That's what needs to happen. There's a group of attorneys and others in Europe attempting to make that happen. I wish them success. In the meantime, this is in our face right now, not some future date. Warfare against the United States is being waged right now, and the Western world in general, all of Europe, English-speaking countries around the world. And part of what we're attempting to do as broadcast journalists here is to alert people, educate people so that they will not get the clot shot if they have got the first one, not get the booster. There's a growing body of evidence that the clot shot is not the same for everybody, that different zip codes or different groups get different clot shots. And that seems to be the way this is going. They want 8 boosters 5 months apart, which is about 3.5 years. So they spread out the death and misery over 3.5 years so that everybody doesn't die and get disabled at the same time. Because if they did, people would stop lining up to get the boosters, wouldn't they, sir?
That's exactly right. You know, John, if you go to my Facebook page, I posted a video in Canada where they are preventing people that have not gotten the vaccine, not taken the clot shot. The grocery stores are not selling them food now. And I want that to burn in real deep on the people listening to this show. This is what's going to happen in your town, in your neighborhood. This is coming to your community soon if you don't stand up and put a stop to it. Can you imagine telling people you can't shop for food because you haven't taken the medical procedure we have mandated for you? I mean, the criminality of that is beyond measure.
I don't have any choice but to imagine it. And for our next-door neighbors in Canada to be experiencing that is criminal. It's absolutely criminal and tragic.
On 12/18, there was a massive march in London, anti-mandate. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people. See, but the media is not showing you this. The whole world is standing up, but they're trying to keep America quiet as a mouse for some reason. And maybe there's just a bunch of sheep left in this country. I don't know. But, boy, people better be talking to their senators and representatives. You better lay the law down to them and let them know we're not going to put up with this much longer.
Well, Americans have been very patient and tolerant of the make-believe non-pandemic for the past 24 months. This is the 24th month since those first scary make-believe Hollywood production videos came out of China, where top athletes, kung fu type guys and gals, were walking down the street, apparently fell down face first to bleed out and die from COVID-19. When in fact, if you look carefully, their hands are just below waist level and they are athletic enough to catch themselves before their face makes contact with the concrete. That's what really happened. Now, everything else fell into place after that, didn't it, sir?
Pretty remarkable. You know, I tell people, hey, you know, the Omicron holidays are here soon. Make sure you get all of your Delta decorations down in time.
If your beginning premise is a fabrication, that certainly makes everything else that comes afterwards discredited, doesn't it, sir?
Sure does. I mean, I challenge people all the time. Read the Constitution. Have you read the Constitution? I said, show me in the Constitution where Fauci's office is mentioned anywhere. Why in the hell are Americans listening to this clown, this criminal? We stopped paying homage to unelected clowns on July 2nd back in 1776. Why is anybody paying attention to this person? You don't need his permission to do anything. He's not elected by you. He's not your representative. He's not your government. Tell Fauci to take a flying you know what.
Well, maybe it's time for another wake-up call. The people paying attention to Dr. Fauci are the children and grandchildren of the people who wrote Robert Young, the actor, pretending to be a medical doctor, Marcus Welby, M.D., once a week on television, writing Robert Young, the actor, letters asking for medical advice. Hundreds of letters a week that the actor, pretending to be a medical doctor, received every week from Americans, American adults who were literate and could read and write, asking for medical advice. That was more than 50 years ago. Now we have the children and grandchildren of those same people believing a real doctor who's putting out false information. Keeping in mind that almost half the public is illiterate and cannot read and write the English language at a third grade level. That's what's going on here, Sam.
Well, the elephant in the room is there's almost 100 million people in the U.S. that are not vaccinated. And you know what? We're all still here. What now? We're not dying.
They want the pushback.
Yeah, we're not dying. We're not going anywhere, folks. We're right here, and we're armed, and we're getting really fed up with your BS.
Roger that. There's some rumblings about checkpoints on interstate highways. I know where one of them will be locally in Metro St. Louis, where the National Police Force will have a checkpoint set up at the intersection of Antire Road and Interstate 44 in St. Louis County. That checkpoint's been there for 25 years.
Yeah, I wish them luck.
Yeah. Well, they want the pushback. They'll get violent pushback, and that's what they're really seeking, is the violent pushback. And they will, in fact, get it, won't they?
If you're dumb enough to sit in a static position on a checkpoint as all this tyranny goes down, you'll get your mandatory vax for free. Good luck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. This is a first aid training. Is there going to be different levels of first aid training? Is it going to focus on a particular type of trauma a person may experience in the field?
We're going to work on bullet wounds and stab wounds, basically how to stop bleeding. That's the first class. That's the first thing that you have to be good at. And we're going to do a class on that, and I'm going to have a really special educated guy come in and do that. He's actually an Air Force, active Air Force, but I'm going to have him come in and do it. And his father was a paramedic. He was a paramedic before he served in our military. And, I mean, the guy's been to PJ school. He's just the best I've ever met. And I'm going to have him come in, and the class will be when he can make it, because his time is really valuable. And we're going to get him in here one way or the other. I don't know how much I have to pay him, but we're going to make it happen.
We Special Force Association in St. Louis, we had a Christmas party at Scott Air Force Base for a number of years. And several PJs were always there with us, and I my heart goes out to these guys, because they're not associated with warriors in the Air Force for the most part. So they went to the Green Berets party to have some guys that they could have some affinity with, as opposed to most of the Air Force men and women are technicians and engineers, not warriors, are they?
Yeah, that's a fact. You know, most people don't associate Air Force with being warriors, but I'll tell you what, our pilots take great risks.
Oh, they do.
And if you want to ask a SEAL team, any SEAL team member you've ever met, you know, who do you respect the most outside of the Army and the Navy Special Forces operators? And the first thing out of their mouth is going to be an Air Force PJ. I promise you that, if they spend any time in combat.
Absolutely, and I agree, absolutely. They're tough guys. They're smart. They're highly, highly trained. And, yeah, I'd have one in my foxhole any day of the week. Absolutely.
They can dive. They can parachute. They can fast rope. Yeah, the PJs are good stuff. They're some of the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would put Special Forces medics up there with them also. Their training, I'd rather have, if I was hurt in the field, I'd rather have a Special Forces medic than a medical doctor. Most these American medical doctors in an emergency room are best of the best. You take away the American emergency room, and their skills are pretty marginal at that point, aren't they?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Any changes in the availability of primers or ammunition and prices or availability, sir?
No, I'm seeing a little more ammo start to show up in the system, but we're not going to see primers until the ammunition is completely stocked back up in the stores. And okay. That's going to be a long time.
All right. And there will be some ammunition reloading classes coming up this coming year, 2022?
Oh, sure. We'll probably have 7 or 8 reloading classes next year.
Well, I took one, and I have to admit, I learned a lot. It's a well-done class with lots of hands-on training and demonstrations of equipment. Looks like we got a caller here. It looks like Bob in Wyoming. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, sir, your guest mentioned in the past that he designed a reticle for night.
Yes.
And I was wondering which one that was, because I'm on their website, and I'm looking for another scope for a 308.
Yeah, you're looking for an MOAR reticle. It has minute of angle spacing, and the designation on it is MOAR. So Montana, okay. Oscar, Alpha, Romeo.
All right, very good. That's what I needed to know. Thank you very much.
Okay, Bob. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys.
What direction you want to go next, Sam?
Well, I want to tell you, 2021 is going to end in a bang. I don't know if you saw all of this reporting coming out of Fulton County in Arizona, but they finally caught them red-handed. We've got a case in court. And we've got data that proves election fraud, and I'll tell you how they did it. These automatic machines, these ballot scanning machines, have a timestamp on them. So every vote has a control number, and it has a timestamp of when it was scanned. Well, of course, they claim these machines are capable of scanning 120 ballots a minute. So that's one every 2 seconds. Now, in practice, we have them on video scanning roughly about 1.25 ballots per second. So the operator of the machine doesn't typically feed the thing at full capacity.
Right.
Well, here's an amazing thing. So if you could scan 1 to 1.5 ballots per second, right? Why? With one machine and one sequential number of ballots scanned, do we have 16 ballots and 14 ballots all scanned in the same 2 second period of time? How is that possible?
It's not possible, obviously.
It's not possible. It is completely, totally impossible. And then we have whole batches of ballots that were supposed to be anomalies, that were supposed to be adjudicated by a panel of judges and then rescanned. And there's big problems with big batches of those, right? And the timestamp on them, some of them were scanned before the even first regular ballots, the timestamps on them are off. So, I mean, these people have been caught red-handed. Now the question is, what are the citizens of Arizona going to do about it?
A follow-up here. Was the ballot scanned before the polls opened? I'm not sure what.
Oh yeah. Well, these are all absentee ballots.
Oh, absentee ballots. Gotcha.
That we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That there's 148,318 absentee ballots were reported to be scanned in Fulton County's ballot processing center in the arena. And there are huge problems. And these people got caught. So now the question is, what are we going to do about it? And if you live in Arizona, you ought to be yelling from the rooftops to put these people in jail.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray.
We are back. Well, Sam, this will be the last show we do this year. Next Monday, it will be 2022. So you've got about 2.5-3 minutes or so to summarize your thoughts for the day, the week, and the year, sir.
Well, I think it's been a tough year for a lot of people, and certainly been a tough year for me. I've enjoyed it. I enjoy challenges. And I think the American spirit embodies a willingness to take on challenges. And I love the words of Brandon, one of our top instructors at the Freedom Center, who says, know yourself and seek self-improvement. We talked about that last week. But the bottom line is strong countries are made up of strong individuals. We are the sum as a country of what we produce. And if we go out and do good and produce good and work hard, we benefit from that. If we become lazy and we turn the government into a religion, which so many people have, it's disgusting. And we lose our work ethic and we lose our moral framework. This country's doomed. And so I think it's critical that we start setting standards and drawing lines in the sand and not letting these criminals, these communists, and these greedy people that want to reduce the population of the earth so they can have more for themselves. It's really all based in greed and evil. We shut them down. Let's hang a few of those people in 2022. Let's give them fair trials and string them up, because what the level of crimes against humanity they've committed is, the atrocities that they've committed are disgusting and ongoing, and we need to stop them. And that's going to be my focus for next year, is to stop evil in its tracks, and let's turn this ship around. And it's Absolutely. Doable if people will get on board and get involved and take their government back.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more, Sam. Well said. Well said. We appreciate your thoughts and sharing your time with us, and we look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Well, John, I hope you had a great Christmas, and I may or may not talk to you before the new year, so have a happy new year, and as always, let freedom ring. Let's move forward.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir, and the same to you and your family. Okay. Well, We have live shows this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll have archives Thursday, Friday, and wrapping up this year, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, here at Republic Broadcasting. We're working to make Republic Broadcasting bigger and better than ever, to have Republic Broadcast be completely self-sufficient economically. In the meantime, we are accepting donations. If you feel moved in your heart to make a donation, we will certainly appreciate that and make good use of it. And we got the usual lineup tomorrow and Wednesday, Tuesday morning roundtable tomorrow morning, and we'll have Professor McKinney and Jeff Nyquist on Wednesday. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.